Now, there was an ancient Sufi poet. His name was Rumi. And Rumi had, in one of his poems, he said, "Do not go back to sleep. Do not go back to sleep. Do not go back to sleep." So what I have done, and what my teacher said to me, he said, "You will find this difficult at first, because your ego will be telling you all the reasons why this is absurd. So what you do is you wake up and you put your feet on the floor. And then if you want to go back to sleep, sleep with your feet on the floor." Which I have done on a few occasions. But not for very long. And the ironic thing about all of this is that I now, when I go to sleep, it doesn't make any difference what time it is. I can't wait for 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning to arrive and to get out there and be, and what, no matter what the temperature is or what city I'm in or where I am, I can't wait for that. And I have eradicated fear from my consciousness. It's just like knowing that I'm protected and that I'm fine and that it's going to be all right. And so I would just like throw that out to you. There are probably people in the room here who get up in those hours, not to go to work, but often to meditate or to write or to do their music or to create whatever it is that you're creating or to think through whatever. This is a very, very spiritual time of the day. It is the most spiritual time of the day. It is the time when you have more silence. And as Melville said, silence is God's one and only voice. And you will begin to make a direct sort of communication with the higher part of yourself if you can remove so many of the distractions. So that's a paradigm. Another paradigm that I've learned to transcend was when I went through a week of training with Taekwondo. And in Taekwondo, you learn how to use your feet as if they were hands. Now, most of us have been taught that our hands do certain things and our feet do certain things. Our feet are for walking. Our hands are for picking things up. But you can learn in quite a short time if you have banished all of that doubt and opened yourself up and had that willing suspension of disbelief. If you willingly suspend that, you can train your feet to do everything that your hand can do. You can train it to punch. You can train it to pick things up. You can train it to do virtually anything you can do with your hand. And people who lose their hands learn this very fast. So it's like a new paradigm. When you first start trying to pick things up with your feet or to try to use your feet to manipulate or to punch with or to whatever, you're just all discombobulated.